So turning to slide five, I want to take a few minutes to walk through the technology. And in this slide, you'll see that here are some fixed and floating turbines. On the left are the fixed bottom foundations that are literally fixed to the seafloor. They can be used in relatively shallow waters. On the right are some of the different types of floating platforms, which we'll need in the Gulf of Maine due to the water depths. Each floating type has different pros and cons, and there are currently about 50 different technology designs that are out there, including the University of Maine's Volturnus semi-submersible floating technology. That technology is made, or that foundation is made out of concrete, which has the benefit of being able to be made locally here in Maine. The type of technology used will depend on a variety of factors, including the type of seabed, water depth, and other components. So the industry is growing rapidly, but these are the types that you'll see used likely in the Gulf of Maine. Moving to the next slide. In this picture, you'll see, this is a picture of a fixed platform, but you will see that the turbine is connected to the seafloor. And these are similar to land-based turbines with a few differences. Generally, offshore turbines are much larger. The floating turbine would be fixed to a foundation and then with mooring lines connected and anchored to the seabed. For any project, there'd be a transmission cable connecting the project, usually to a substation for commercial projects, and then to an onshore substation. The transmission cable is buried under the seabed at about 6 feet, wherever possible. The image you see here is a 12 megawatt turbine. And in terms of size, this turbine is 850 feet tall with blades that are 350 feet long. One rotation of one turbine can power an average household for nearly 2 days. So just to give you a sense of the scale of these projects. And there are thousands of components of a single offshore wind turbine, which, you know, I've highlighted some of the larger ones in this picture, but that it just gives you a sense of the supply chain that will need to be developed in the US to help build these projects. Globally, offshore wind is advancing rapidly. And as you can see here, it's continuing to do so over the last decade plus, and projects are growing in size. And China recently announced the world's largest project, which is 43 gigawatts, and will be constructed in 2025. And it's anticipated that the industry will bring $1 trillion worldwide by 2040. The floating offshore wind sector is earlier in its development, but equally continuing to build place to increase in pace. And we have the opportunity to capitalize on our decades plus work on floating offshore wind to take advantage that to create these long-term family supporting careers in Maine and learn lessons to minimize impacts. And so looking at slide 23, this is a picture of different lease areas and activities in federal waters. And I included this just to give you a sense of the activity that is happening already in the US. And as the industry grows, the interest in floating technology in the US will eventually get to an estimated 60% of the entire US market will be floating technology. So as nearshore waters on the shelf fill up, the folks will be looking further offshore.